There's a place of calm, there's a place of peace. It is within. There is a place of joy, there is a place of love. It is within.
Welcome, friends, and thank you for joining me for this episode. People decide to meditate for many different reasons. Most common is to cultivate a sense of calm and peace within, to reduce anxiety and feelings of stress, to move into a space of self-inquiry as a way of understanding themselves, as a way to get in touch with one's heart and open to the experience of kindness, compassion, and love, as a way to help manage with difficult emotions and learn how to emotionally regulate. Whatever your reason is for choosing to learn how to meditate, it is a good reason, and it's the right reason for you. This session focuses on how to develop a mindfulness practice. We may do it here and we may do it there when the moment strikes us. But what we have learned from research and from just speaking with people is a daily meditation practice is the most beneficial way of calming the mind, steadying the heart, and entering into a place of centeredness and alignment within. Right now, that may sound huge to you, developing a daily or steady practice. But let me tell you more about it. First, realize that it takes time to develop a practice. It doesn't happen overnight. And when we do decide to start a practice, be gentle on yourself. Give yourself a small window, perhaps meditating for 10 or 15 minutes. And do that for 1 or 2 or 3 weeks. Then when you feel ready, increase it by 5 minutes. And do that for 2 or 3 weeks. Respect your time. Respect what is right for you and what you're capable of. Over time, try to work up to 40 minutes of meditating. Now, for most people, this sounds like a tremendous, huge task. But let yourself take a year to do that. 10 or 15 minutes daily for a while, 15 and 20 minutes, 20 and 25, working up towards 40 minutes of practice. However, it doesn't have to be 40 minutes every day. It's like you're setting up a goalpost. You're looking at what you want to reach towards, what you want to lean into, what you want to accomplish over time. Secondly, let go of expectations. The expectations that you're going to do it right. The expectations that there's only one right way the expectation that if I do it for a few days and then I don't do it for a few days, that something's wrong or I failed. Let it all go. A meditation practice doesn't judge you. You must move in your own time, and you must be gentle with yourself. Remember that this is a process. It's an unfolding process, so don't force it. Force will not bring you anything. Yield, let go, and allow the process to happen. And lastly, remember that this is a journey. Just like any art, just like any physical activity, or any mental act, it's a process, and it's a journey, and it takes time. Give yourself permission to be on the journey and to walk the journey as it seems most right for you. There are some basic principles of how to start a meditation practice. Some of them may be familiar, some of them may be new for you. The first is to set a regular place to meditate. We need our space, we need our spot. Consider for a moment where in your home or where in your office, where would be the right place for you to sit, for you to move into a place of stillness and quiet and contemplation. If there isn't a room in your house that has that space that you quite are wanting for full privacy, think of a spot in that room and think of the chair in the room. I had one client that took their sitting chair, their folding chair, that placed on the floor, and she would take it from room to room. And when her children were home, she would move her chair to a certain room where she knew she had quiet and could contemplate and move into a space of meditation. So imagine where that is in your home, and imagine the chair or imagine the sofa where you would feel most comfortable to close your eyes, to be in silence, to move within and be with the stillness and be with you. Try your best to make this space where no disruptions are going to come your way. Turn off your cell phone and your printer. Any sounds that may come your way, try to limit them. Find the most peaceful place that you can. And lastly, be aware of the vibration of the room and the space that you choose to sit in. Vibration really is everything. It's an energy that moves within us and around us. Consider for a moment, what type of vibration would you like to sit in as you're meditating? I prefer sitting in a place of quietness, of beauty, and a vibration of peace and calm. I've created a space that I'm able to do that. It only adds to my meditation experience, for I'm able to attune in a richer way and in a deeper way. Everything has energy, everything an object. Think of the objects you would like to be surrounded by. Perhaps you would like your space to have fresh flowers or crystals or pictures of beauty or candles or books or singing bowls, whatever resonates with you. But what brings in that vibration, that frequency of calm and peace and love? Consider that. Secondly, we know that setting a regular time, and the best time is in the morning, will inspire you to meditate on a regular basis. A regular time, 6, 6:30 or 7 in the morning, and you set that time in your mind that that's your time to sit. You may wake up, use a restroom, brush your teeth, get a drink of water, and then sit. Begin your day with being with yourself in the most quiet of ways so you can awaken to yourself in the morning hours. You can awaken to yourself and then bring that forward for your day. Sometimes people set the time of day during their lunch hour or the evening hours. Choose whatever time works in your schedule and try your best to make it a regular time each day or most of the days. The third consideration is you want to be comfortable. So make sure wherever you're sitting, on the floor, in a chair, on a desk chair, or even standing. People do stand and meditate as well as walk and meditate. Be comfortable in your space, in your chair. Adjust your body so your body's comfortable. Use pillows to support you. Perhaps have a blanket on your lap. Make yourself comfortable and sit in an upright position. The fourth principle is to set an intention for your meditation. Every day is a new day. What is your intention today as you sit? Perhaps your intention is to just be still. I set the intention to be still. Perhaps your intention is to connect with your heart and cultivate kindness for the day. Perhaps your intention is to sink into a healing space and to be mindful of cultivating a state of healing for yourself for that day. Intentions are powerful. When we set them, they set a trajectory of where we're going, where we're leading into for that day. It clarifies in our mind what our day may be like. And it can settle the heart and orient the heart. As you begin your meditation, pay attention first, as I said, to your body position, your comfort, and then begin by breathing into a natural rhythm, a natural cycle of breath, and your breath helps you relax, calm the nervous system, and steady in and ready in. discover in the meditation process which type of anchor you would like, which type of anchor helps you in your process. For some people, breathing is the anchor that helps them come into deeper presence. For others, it's a mantra like, I am here. I am calm. I am in awareness. I am present. And the mantra is said again and again and again, as not to get wrapped up in all the thoughts that may be coming through your mind. And the anchor may be your body, a feeling your feet with each breath in the ground, or feeling your buttocks on the chair or on the sofa. Notice for you what anchor is the best. Breath, a mantra, awareness of your body. And try it each time and see what's right for you. Some people ask, can I keep my eyes open as I'm meditating? And the answer is yes. You do what's most comfortable for you. In meditation, you can close your eyes or keep them open, gazing downward towards the floor. What's important is that you feel comfortable and safe. There's no judgment that there's a right way to do that. So notice as you begin your practice what's best for you, and do that. Now, as you're meditating and it's new and you're 10 or 15 minutes into it, remember that your mind is going to tease you. Your mind is going to distract you. Thoughts are going to come in and go out, and you may labor on those thoughts. You're sitting quietly in the thought of what's for dinner, or oh my goodness, I didn't go grocery shopping, so I don't have anything for dinner. Or what's going to happen in my meeting today at work, or my conversation with my child. It is typical for thoughts to come in all the time. There's no wrongness with that. It's natural. You're human. Meditation is a focus of concentration. It's a discipline of concentration. As the thought comes in, allow yourself to empty it, moving it out to the clouds, to space, into the atmosphere, into nature, and return back to your breath, your mantra, or felt sense of body. Let that be your process. I am here in meditation. My mind distracts me. I'm aware of that. I move back into the process by focusing on my breath, a mantra, or my felt sense of my body. I am back here with me, moving deeper into a state of stillness. Sometimes people ask, well, how should I breathe? You begin by breathing your normal cycle of breath. And then we encourage you to inhale to a count of 3 or 4, to pause for 1 or 2. Holding your breath, and then to exhale for 3, 4, or 5. Many people move throughout their day with a shortened breath. unaware of it until they're asked to sit, to pay attention, and to notice. You may be doing that right now, noticing how you're breathing. So as you're developing your meditation practice, focus on the 3 or 4 count breath and do your best. Experiment with it. See what feels right. And inhale the freshness, the newness, and exhale the stress, the distraction, the old. Our breath helps us in a recycling way, breathing in new, letting go of old. There's something quite comforting in that. Tap into that. Feel into that. Then as your meditation is going to begin to close, just say that to yourself. Another moment, another minute. Take a few more cycles of breath. And then as you close your meditation, you may want to say something of appreciation or gratitude to yourself. Like, I appreciate myself. I just sat for 15 minutes. I appreciate myself. I am grateful that I gave myself this gift of sitting today, right now. You can also say something about how you want to show up given your meditation for the day. You've meditated and perhaps you've connected more deeply to your heart. And as you're ending the meditation, you may say, I'd like to bring this experience forward. I'd like to bring my open-heartedness and move with kindness throughout my day. Notice what naturally emerges. And if nothing does, that's okay, as we said. No judgment in your meditation. Just be with your experience and notice your experience, staying in full awareness as best as you can. As you open your eyes and you gaze downward, orient yourself to the room, to the space you're in. Remember that you've been inside and now you're moving outside. So it may take a few moments of adjustment. Move your body a little bit, perhaps your shoulders back and forth, stretching your hands or your feet or your legs, being very gentle. Be gentle in your awakening back to present day moment, avoiding being abrupt or fast. That can shift your inner experience. And as you've done that, eyes are now full open. Begin your day and move forward. Thank you for being here today, and I look forward to seeing you again. I am Suzanne.
There's a place of calm, there's a place of peace. It is within. There is a place of joy, there is a place of love. It is.